This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we come to the conclusion of our study of the book of Jude, there are some practical applications we can make based on our study. When you are feeling down, remind yourself that if you are a true believer in Jesus Christ, then you were called by God, you are loved by God, and you will be kept by God. To give further encouragement, remind yourself that God is able to keep you from falling or stumbling and present you without fault before His glorious presence. That should give you joy and prompt you to burst into worship and praise toward God. To bolster that experience, feed your faith with God's Word on a regular basis and talk to God in prayer. This is how you keep yourself in the sphere of God's love, and there is no better place to be than enjoying the love of God. You will find there are many around you who are either having the same kind of feeling depressed experience or who have never taken the step of faith and become Christians. The way to intensify and deepen your experience with God is to share what you have with others. You might not think they deserve God's love, but neither did you. God was merciful to you. Do the same to them. This is how Jude puts it in verses 22 and 23. Be merciful to those who doubt. Snatch others from the fire and save them. To others show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh. I will expand on this theme in our next visit. Until then, why not make a short list of friends and acquaintances who fit Jude's description, then commit to praying for them. If you'd like to reflect further on this material, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.